Okay, it's our turn. Oh, where to start? Hey guys, no poetry, don't worry. I didn't feel it tonight like you guys felt it. I wish I felt it the way you did. Anyway, let's start with some thank yous. We're mostly just, you know, we're going to have a lot of thank yous tonight. First off, I'd like everyone to please thank the staff at La Venta. Yeah, maybe you'll hear some later, but so far I think it's been a great evening here, and they're a big part of it. We also specifically want to thank Tim Kennedy, who is off doing more things than he does to make this whole thing happen. He's our wedding planner. Oh, there he is, right there, Tim. We didn't do all this, needless to say. I'd also like to thank Andrew Kinn for being our wonderful MC. And then also a couple people that many of you are going to know, have known or will know later tonight when it's time to go home. Lara and Justin, there are two bus captains over there. When they say it's time to go home, it's time to go home, okay, people? Don't give them a hard time. Okay, well, anyway, you know, as we've been sitting in that corner tonight, we haven't sat there for very long, as you've noticed, but we've been looking around the room and just saying, wow, what a room, what a collection of people. Honestly, the most amazing thing about tonight is having all of you here together with us at once. You know, both of us haven't stayed in one place for very long. Hillary went away from home to college before coming to the U.S. to infiltrate and destroy the evil empire. Be careful, she's close. And I left Arizona for L.A. to attend the esteemed institution that is Claremont McKenna College, but you won't know that by now. And then went further west to the Philippines before meeting her at Stanford. But along the way, you know, from our humblest beginnings to our adult lives, we've been so fortunate to have such supportive family and to meet such wonderful friends. And having you here tonight is honestly like looking back over our entire lives. Not only that, but without you, I think I can honestly say that the two of us wouldn't be here tonight and wouldn't be together. The incredible nights we've spent with all of you, whether it be late night at Ferguson, or the big family dinners that we've all been to together with many of you, or the trips we've taken, I mean, all those things brought the two of us together and made us realize how wonderful it felt merging our lives. And the thing I've also appreciated is the support you've given both of us throughout our relationship. There's certainly been times when we've had our doubts, when one of us has been in the doghouse, mostly me. But during those times, you know, all of you have been there to lean on and to show us the bigger picture. And we've also had to make sacrifices to be together since we come from very different places. And when we had to make those sacrifices, you know, face those difficult choices, every one of you, and I can honestly look at people around the room who, you know, who told us at the time, you know, make the sacrifice. You guys are worth it. This is worth it. You'll never be happy. And just let me open up that you were right. You all were right. You were all right. And I just, you know, thank you for all. I'd also like to say a few thank yous to my parents and family. First, to my mom and dad. You'll never know how much I love you. We're a small unit, but what we lack in size, I think we make up for it in togetherness. And you stood by me and supported me through some very difficult times when, honestly, I didn't even really deserve to be supported by anybody.
You stood by me and taught me what it's like to be a parent and to truly love someone else. And you also dealt with the difficulty of watching me, you know, spread my wings and fly about as far away from home as one can. But you let me pursue my dreams, and for that I'll always be grateful. I'd also like to thank my grandma Agnes here for doing such an amazing job with the reading today, even at the young age of 89. amaze all of us with your wit and intelligence and your just exuberance for life. And if you're any example, the secret to living into your 90s is, you know, to stay excited. Stay excited about everything, and I hope you continue to do that. And finally, to the rest of my family here, thank you all for coming all this way. And thank you for accepting the fact that I don't see you as much as I should, but I'm humbled by the fact that you're here today. And I hope we'll share our lives together as a couple, you know, going forward. So with that, I'm going to give it to Hillary.
Thank you.